Oh yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, Jesus, let all saints proclaim. Oh, Jesus, you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 yes, Lord, amen, hallelujah, 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 there's power in your blood, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, 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 you are, O Lord, hallelujah, you are the Lord Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we want you, dear Lord, to have your way. We want you, Lord, to manifest yourself. We desire, oh Lord, for your name to be glorified tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to go up to heaven and pull you down, or go someplace down to pull you up, but you're very near to us.
Yes.
Your word is very near to us. Your presence is very near to us. Oh, Jesus, you're in our souls. You've made your abode with us. You dwell in our hearts by faith. And Lord, when we're looking for you, we look for you within. There you are, Jesus, in our souls. Lord, you want to come to us in a greater way. Spread out your kingdom, Lord. Oh, dear Lord, till you rule and reign in every part of us, where there's no part darkness, but our bodies are filled with light, temples of the Holy Ghost that the ark can come into and live in and dwell in. And Lord, the glory, the presence of God can be manifest. And Lord, that's our desire. And we thank you that, Lord, it's your desire, your kingdom come. Come, Lord, it's within us. But come in a greater way of your righteousness and your peace, your joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, come. Come to us. And so, Lord, we thank you that we can be here in your presence and draw nigh to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith and touch you. And reach out to you and allow you to touch us and to work in our hearts and to be glorified in every one of us here tonight. Lord, may we all have a meeting with you.
Amen.
May we all have an encounter, a fresh touch, a fresh encounter. Lord, a meeting isn't just a place we've come to sit now for an hour and a half and go then away. But Lord, our meeting is with you. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. And so, Lord, we come. We come just as we are to you and receive all the help that you have for us. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 188 in our hymn book. 188.
Hear the blessed Savior, O Lord.
But he said, well, especially tonight. It's our last meeting that they're going to have. Now, that's not to say they're not having worship tomorrow morning. What day are we up to? Whatever day. Their worship's all the time. They're going to have bunk devotions or whatever. But their last big meeting together where they'll have an opportunity to worship and seek the Lord as a whole group of campers and villagers, Natick and Nonantum. They have special things the other nights, a campfire one night. And the last night, the counselors kind of challenge the boys and give them each a word, and a shorter meeting perhaps. So he said, tonight's the night that we want God to come to us again, and we have another opportunity to seek Him. So Lord, we pray for the boys that are gathering right now, coming together in that meeting house in the village. We pray for them, Lord. You know what you've done. You know what needs to be done in the campers and in the counselors. You know, Lord, the hunger, the desire, or lack thereof. Yes. We pray, Lord, where there's not that spark yet, Lord, put it into the hearts of these children. Awaken them. Okay. Interest them in yourself. And do a quick work in a short time. Lord, I believe that you can do that. You can change a life tonight. You can get a hold of a heart and Change the whole course and direction of them. We pray that you'll do that, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, those that are seeking you, and probably the majority of them are hungry for you and open and want you and have been looking to you and learning from you. And
yes.
Lord, tonight just add to what you've accomplished. And as we've been hearing up here almost every meeting, Lord, you always have more. No matter where we are, there's always more. More to learn, more to appropriate, more to understand, more to grasp, and mostly, I guess, more of you to get hold of us. So do that, Lord, for the boys. Get a hold of them in a greater way.
Yes.
Lord, we pray. Help them. We pray that the cottagers too, Lord, as maybe they're getting ready for bed now. Lord, just be with the cottagers. Continue to work in their hearts.
Yes.
And help us. Thank you for your presence here, Lord. We desire you. We're here for you. And pray that you'll get your will done, Lord, and have your way in this meeting. For Jesus' sake we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The kitchen staff have a song for us tonight. So please come and sing.
Before we begin, I'd like to give you just a little bit of context. This song that we're about to sing was written by the same woman who wrote Holiness Unto the Lord, our camp theme song. And she loved to go to camp. She went to a camp in Mountain View, Maryland. And while there one year, she had a life-transforming experience of the power and baptism of the Holy Spirit. And she wrote this song to help people receive God's blessing, to receive the Holy Spirit for themselves. And for generations that happened. I first encountered this through my mother, who remembered as a young person with, some of you knew my Aunt Bertha and Eleanor Zachman and Grace Sittler and others who would go to the Pentecostal churches in New York. And as people sought the baptism with the Holy Spirit, others would gather around them and sing this chorus, welcoming the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to sing it tonight as our testimony, our sentiment. We want to welcome the Holy Spirit here as we've focused on him through this period together.
Come like springs refreshing shower.
Yes, Lord, we do. We welcome you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, why don't we just welcome him in our own hearts? Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome thee. Hallelujah. We do, Lord Jesus. We do welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and thy power. Come in thy most special way. Yes, Lord, we welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah, your blessing. Come to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Oh, we welcome thee, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I do. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
And I live my life to worship you, oh my soul. Sound in his ears? Is it the harmony, the four-part harmony? What makes it sound sweet, I wonder, to Jesus when we tell him that we love him? I suppose it's more the attitude of our heart, the desire of our heart, the outpouring of our hearts, gratitude and thanksgiving to him. May not sound all that good, but it's a sweet sound in his ears if it's from our hearts. When we tell him, we heard last night at the end of the meeting, if we tell him that we love him, and we do love him, but when we say that, when you say that, it has to be from a heart that really loves Jesus. And of course, we love him because he first loved us, gave his life for us, and now, Lord, what return can I make but to love you? I love you, Lord, and I sing 36 in our hymn books. Stand if you'd like to. Change your position. Number 36. Jesus, because he first loved me.
You may be seated.
It tells me
Jesus.